Moving to the southwest coast now, where marine biologists are warning of the effect increasing temperatures are having on biodiversity in Irish waters. The Irish Examiner is reporting today species rarely found outside of the Mediterranean have been discovered around the southwest coast, including cuttlefish eggs and large Spanish octopuses. So what are the potential consequences of this? We've been talking to marine biologist at Dingle Ocean World, Kevin Flannery.
Well, the main one, the cause for concern is basically these very large octopus that you'd see in Spain for sale. And I mean, they grow extremely large, but the thing about them is they have a menu of our octopus, of our lobster and crab, and they devour them in a matter of minutes that can kill them. And once they start breeding here, we will have serious problems for the lobster industry and for the crab industry. But on top of that, due to the very warm period that we had during June with excessive temperatures in the water, we had these cuttlefish have arrived. Now, there is a fishery for them in the English Channel, but they're not indigenous to our waters. But John Ball, a pot fisherman down in Turkhead, found them, and they had actually laid their eggs on his pots down off of the south coast of Cork. So we're picking up that type of invasive species, as I would call them. Hopefully, because the temperature has dropped quite dramatically again, it was only for that period, but on an ongoing basis, we are picking up virtually 80% of the unusual species are coming from what we call Lusitanian waters, i.e. Spain and Portugal. So there can be no denying that we are having new species coming into us from these waters. But the big impact that I am seriously worried about is the likes of the cod and the pollock and the haddock, because these species cannot survive. We've seen it in the aquarium in Ocean World in Dingle. They cannot survive above 16, 17 degrees, and they either move off or die. And this is a big worry, because these are some of our indigenous quota species for our food and for our fishermen. And I do have serious concerns going into the future for them.
Now, you mentioned that this marine heat wave, that we've seen these rising sea temperatures over the course of a number of weeks during the summer, and that these incidents, I suppose, in terms of weather come and go. But there is a long term concern about these species remaining part of our ecosystem, I presume.
Absolutely, as part of our biodiversity, that I have serious worries about them, because on an ongoing basis we are getting increased temperatures, and the fishermen are finding, even the Marine Institute in their Celtic Sea Surveys are finding anchovies and sardines in large numbers and big numbers, and fishermen themselves, when they go chasing herrings in the wintertime, they're still finding sardines and anchovies off of the south coast. Now, these are moving up from Biscay, and as well as that, our current Irish fleet are fishing tuna in Biscay at the moment. So this is a total difference from the previous times, when in the 60s, when we only had cod, haddock and whiting. Now we're looking at tuna, anchovies, sardines, octopus, cuttlefish. This will change the whole marine thing going on if we don't look at it seriously.
And is this reversible? Can we make these species go away and return to what is normal for our waters?
Is climate change reversible? People say it is, if we work at it, hopefully. But at this point in time, I have serious, serious concerns, because I can't see this being reversed so rapidly that when species disappear, it's very hard for them to come back. We have seen it with herring in the Celtic Sea. They've virtually disappeared, with cod in the Celtic Sea. You very, very rarely would you get cod, the huge numbers that we had years ago. So it is having quite a dramatic effect on the marine species. Obviously, fishermen will diversify and move further north and chase mackerel off of Norway and off of the north of Scotland. But the ordinary inshore fishermen will suffer, and the whitefish will be in disarray, because we won't have the stocks, the quotas will be cut, and it has consequences going forward.
Marine biologist Kevin Flannery speaking to us earlier.